UAE. The much-anticipated ACC Men's Asia Cup 2025, featuring cricketing powerhouses like India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and Bangladesh, will take place in the United Arab Emirates, UAE, from September 9 to 28. The decision was confirmed by Asian Cricket Council, ACC, President and Pakistan Cricket Board, PCB, Chairman Mohsin Naqvi. The ACC has since released the complete schedule, with the high-voltage India-Pakistan group stage encounter slated for September 14. India is placed in Group A, alongside Pakistan, the UAE, and Oman, while Group B comprises Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Afghanistan, and Hong Kong. The tournament will follow the T20 format, aligning with preparations for the ICC T20 World Cup 2026. India will also face the UAE and Oman in the group stage. The top two teams from each group will advance to the Super 4 stage, to be held from September 20 to 26, followed by the grand final on September 28. If both India and Pakistan progress from Group A, fans could witness a second India-Pakistan showdown in the Super 4 phase. India enters the tournament as the reigning champions, having clinched the 2023 Asia Cup with a dominant performance against Sri Lanka in the final. India has lifted the Asia Cup trophy 8 times, making them the most successful team in the tournament's history. The 2025 edition will be broadcast live on Sony Sports Network. Amidst the excitement, the announcement has also stirred political controversy back home. Shiv Sena, UBT, MP Priyanka Chaturvedi criticized the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, for agreeing to play against Pakistan amid ongoing security tensions between the two nations. In a strongly worded post on X, she wrote that, "Dear BCCI, remember all of us Indians will protest any engagement with Pakistan on the cricket ground, whichever country you move this to. Stop your profit over the blood of Indians and the armed forces." On one hand, India's CDs has said Operation Sindoor is ongoing, and on the other hand, you'll rush to earn your blood money. Hello, Mansik Mandavia G, how is this okay? Chaturvedi's remarks reflect a section of public sentiment questioning the ethics of continuing sporting ties with Pakistan during heightened geopolitical tensions.